Dragon Gold by Shu Rayner.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Shu began his career as an illustrator in a garden shed near Machynlleth. He drew for Michael Mapurgo and Rose Impey, but people kept encouraging him to write. Many years and more than 175 books later, Shu has built a worldwide following for his award-winning How to Draw videos on YouTube. www.shurayner.com. Shu lives in the Forest of Dean with his wife and three cats. Shu says about Dragon Gold, "I've kept chickens and a few cats in my time. I think a pet dragon would be like a mixture of the two." For Penny and Janet, thanks for letting me be a firefly. Chapter 1.
"Whoa! Is that you, Harry?" Megan called across the street. "How did you get your eyeball to fall out like that?"
Considering it was 8:30 in the morning and there were 3 days until Halloween, there were a lot of ghosts, mummies, zombies and witches walking down the street on their way to school. Harry smiled happily under his zombie mask, though you'd never know it from the hideous green and purple makeup that made his face look like he'd been dead for a couple of years.
"Yes," thought Harry, "all my hard work has paid off. I'm going to win the dress-up day competition, no question."
Harry had been working on his costume all week. He'd made a papier-mâché mask and used long strings of matted wool for hair. His eyeball, which seemed to dangle out of its socket, was made from a ping-pong ball. It was brilliant. Mrs. Ellis in the charity shop next door had helped him find some really...